You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 14, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why Mississippi ICE Facility Gas Leak Exposed Deep Failures? In August 2026, an alarming chemical event unfolded at the Adams County Detention Center in Natchez, Mississippi. Detainees inside the facility noticed a strong chemical gas odor filling their living quarters. The gas caused immediate physical distress, including intense headaches, severe nausea, and breathing difficulties among those exposed. To make matters worse, the leak happened during a two-day local power outage that shut down the air conditioning system while outside temperatures reached near 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Facility staff evacuated hundreds of detainees into open outdoor yards. However, officers kept the men standing in direct, unshaded heat for hours without proper protection or hydration. When guards finally ordered the detainees back inside, the suffocating gas odor remained inside the cells. Multiple individuals requested urgent medical evaluations for chemical inhalation and severe heat exhaustion. Staff members reportedly turned those detainees away without providing clinical treatment. This alarming refusal to offer care reflects a painful historical standard regarding the medical neglect of black bodies and vulnerable captive populations in the American South. The recent crisis at Adams County is not an isolated event. Private prison giant CoreCivic built the facility between 2007 and 2009. Originally named the Adams County Correctional Center, the facility operated under a contract with the Federal Bureau of Prisons to hold foreign nationals serving federal criminal sentences. Over time, the facility gained a reputation for severe overcrowding, low-quality food, and inadequate health care. In May 2012, long-standing frustration over delayed medical care and harsh treatment triggered a major uprising involving over 250 prisoners. The riot resulted in the death of a correctional officer and left 20 people injured. Subsequent Department of Justice investigations confirmed that severe medical understaffing and systemic triage delays were primary drivers of the violence. During 2013 alone, at least 5 prisoners died inside the facility due to inadequate treatment. The federal government decided to end its prison contract at the location in May 2019 because of these ongoing safety failures. Rather than shutting down the problematic facility, federal authorities redirected its use. In July 2019, Immigration and Customs Enforcement stepped in to repurpose the prison into a civil immigration detention center. ICE bypassed standard public bidding rules by using an intergovernmental service agreement. This pass-through arrangement routed federal payments through local county government channels directly into CoreCivic accounts. As a result, civil detainees were placed into a facility with a long history of documented safety and healthcare failures. Private immigration detention centers operate under financial structures designed to yield corporate profits. The Adams County facility features a capacity between 2,260 and 2,500 beds, making it the second largest ICE detention facility in the United States. Under its federal contract, CoreCivic receives a flat rate of approximately $3.9 million per month to run the facility. That flat payment generates roughly $50 million to $60 million in annual revenue from a single location. Flat rate and guaranteed bed contracts create financial incentives to trim operational costs. Private prison operators increase corporate profits by cutting expenses related to medical staff, facility maintenance, and food services. While CoreCivic generates over $2.2 billion in total annual corporate revenue, detainees frequently experience systemic service shortages. Equipment repairs are often delayed, and medical units operate with far fewer nurses and doctors than recommended standards require. Contractual arrangements also complicate administrative oversight. In May 2026, an official inspection by ICE's Office of Detention Oversight identified 23 separate regulatory violations at Adams County. The violations included improper use of force and safety infractions. Inspectors downgraded the facility's overall compliance rating from superior to acceptable, adequate. However, these administrative ratings carry no automatic financial penalties or operational suspensions. The operational deficiencies at Adams County have led to tragic outcomes. In December 2025, Delvin Francisco Rodriguez, a 39-year-old Nicaraguan national, lost his life inside the facility. Immigration officials initially claimed that Rodriguez attempted suicide by hanging inside his cell. However, official tracking documents and death investigations later classified his death as a homicide. Family members noted that Rodriguez lived in a large open dormitory with over 100 men, raising serious questions about the agency's initial claims. Efforts by federal lawmakers to investigate conditions have met resistance. On April 9, 2026, U.S. Representative Benny Thompson visited the facility to conduct an oversight inspection following the death of Rodriguez. Representative Thompson toured the building and discovered zero physicians on site during his visit. This finding directly contradicted official claims by CoreCivic that the facility maintained full medical staffing. When executive agency directives restricted legislative facility visits, Thompson joined fellow lawmakers in a federal lawsuit to defend congressional oversight authority. This struggle over transparency represents a broader historical shift toward mass incarceration tactics that shield private facilities from public scrutiny. Civil detainees do not have access to court-appointed attorneys because immigration proceedings are civil administrative matters rather than criminal cases. Without guaranteed legal representation, detained non-citizens face immense hurdles when attempting to document medical abuse or challenge unlawful facility conditions. The presence of the detention facility deeply affects the local community in Natchez. Adams County is a rural, economically distressed area with a majority Black population. CoreCivic stands as the single largest corporate taxpayer in the county. The company also serves as a primary local employer, maintaining roughly 400 jobs in security, administration, and support services. This dynamic creates a severe economic dependency. Local municipalities rely heavily on corporate tax revenue and jobs, making local leaders hesitant to challenge facility management. Meanwhile, the population held inside the facility consists primarily of non-citizen men transferred from border sectors and regional field offices. Detainees come from Latin American countries such as Nicaragua, Colombia, Mexico, and Venezuela, as well as Caribbean nations like Haiti. The facility also holds Black asylum seekers from African nations, including Cameroon and Eritrea. Black immigrants face unique challenges while detained in rural facilities. Language barriers, cultural isolation, and systemic healthcare disparities compound the stress of confinement. Black civil rights advocates point out that this framework echoes long-standing patterns where vulnerable populations are housed in remote regions to minimize public awareness. The systemic issues at Adams County extend beyond Mississippi. Across the United States, the civil immigration detention population grew from approximately 34,000 in early 2025 to over 73,000 individuals. Rapid population expansion puts continuous pressure on private prison infrastructure. Senate investigations led by Senator John Ossoff revealed that ICE repeatedly failed to pay third-party medical providers on time across its facility network. Internal communications described these payment disruptions as severe emergencies that put detainee health at direct risk. Despite repeated compliance audits, federal enforcement mechanisms remain limited. The Office of Detention Oversight can issue inspection reports and lower facility ratings. However, the office lacks statutory authority to impose civil fines or close deficient facilities. Only federal contracting officers hold the power to terminate agreements or withhold payments. In practice, contract officers rarely execute financial penalties against major corporate operators. Civil rights organizations continue to push for structural reform. Groups like the American Civil Liberties Union, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Center for Constitutional Rights have filed civil rights complaints demanding the immediate closure of Adams County. They argue that civil immigration detention should not resemble punitive high-security incarceration. As public pressure mounts, community leaders draw clear connections to historical struggles for civil rights, demanding an end to privatized detention models that prioritize corporate profit over basic human dignity. Copyright, African Elements.